I'm speaking with Richard Nowak, the director of the Avian Sanctuary and Protection. A flock of birds was killed in a recent hailstorm because they were left without their natural homes, which would protect them. Mr. Nowak, can you explain this a little bit more?
Well, these types of storms that come through Utah can be very devastating to populations of animals, including birds. The total reason why these birds were killed was basically the severity of the storm itself, but loss of types of habitat that they can potentially take shelter from does increase the chance and the numbers of fatalities.
So I went recently to Antelope Island, and, you know, there's homes all the way up to the lake pretty much now. Is that part of the development that is causing some problems?
Yes, these types of developments and clearing grounds, there's also places to bring horses or park campers. And the roads that go through there also take out bushes and shrubs and grasses that are small things that some of these birds can take shelter under.
Is there a happy ground between development and preserving natural habitats?
Yeah, Friends of Great Salt Lake say it's up to 90% of the original wetlands are gone, which means more of these types of migratory flocks of natural occurring species have a smaller area to live in. But when these large storms come by and these animals are in a more concentrated area, they're more likely that there will be more fatalities. We need to protect what wetlands are left or potentially reverse some of the loss of wetlands.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
The population will rebound. It may take a little bit of time. Some of the birds that came through are only migrating through. But again, if they have better resources and a wider area to feed, then that will help reduce some of the fatalities in these types of conditions.
Right. This has been a conversation with Richard Nowak, director of the Avian Sanctuary and Protection in the Salt Lake area. Mr. Nowak, thank you.
Thank you.